This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Here in the U.S., we, of course, take our weekends on Saturday and Sunday. But that doesn't happen everywhere. As of January 1st, weekends now officially start on Friday in parts of Malaysia, so the Muslim majority can attend prayers. Johor, one of the Malaysian states trying the switch, has been benefiting from a construction boom, and its residents aren't entirely sold on the change. The BBC's Jennifer Pack has this report.
In Malaysia, Muslims get office breaks to pray, but for some it's still a struggle to get to the mosque on time, especially on Fridays, when all Muslim men must be there. They battle traffic, then wash their face, hands, and feet before prayer. It's tiring, and the Sultan of Johor says some men end up sleeping instead of listening to the sermon. That's why he wants to give Muslims the day off, so they can worship properly. Abdul Jalil bin Khalil agrees.
Most of the time, it takes me an extra hour to get to Friday prayer. I have to get my son from his school to the mosque, and then I have to rush back to the office. So I think the switch is a good idea.
But outside the mosque, some non-Muslims don't like the new Friday-Saturday weekend, especially for students like Praveena.
Because suddenly God changes, I like feel like something I don't like.
You just don't want to go to school on Sunday.
Yeah.
Johor used to start its weekends on a Friday, but it was changed 2 decades ago because state leaders didn't want Johor to be out of line with international markets, and it has paid off.
Johor is thriving, and billions of dollars have been pouring into this area to attract foreign investors. In front of me is a brand new mosque that's going to open, a shopping center, as well as new residential buildings. And that's because just across the straits, I can see Singapore.
The tiny city-state is running out of space, so many Singaporeans now set up their factories and offices in the southern tip of Malaysia because it's cheaper. These workers are building a villa more than 2,000 square meters. The price you pay for this place will only buy a tiny flat in Singapore.
So one big pool, they'll have a barbecue area.
Canadian David Boxler designs these luxury homes. Private businesses like his can choose when they want to start their weekend.
So the switch in the weekend's good or bad thing?
Overall, it hasn't affected my business that much. We've changed to a part-time flexi weekend, so employees can opt in if they want to or not. But me as an investor on the other side of the coin, it has made me take a step back and not invest in some land I was planning on purchasing, because we need to have confidence that rules aren't going to suddenly change. So I want to sit back for a bit and just see how things go over the next year.
It's a bigger adjustment for his staff. Linda Hamid has chosen to stick with the regular weekend.
Is it going to affect your family, though?
Yeah, because I have a son who's schooling primary one this year. So he's going to school from Sunday to Thursday instead. So, yeah, it's just going to be like Saturday as a common day weekend for us.
That means you have one less day to spend with your kids.
Yes, that's pretty much it.
So everyone will have to adjust, but it's not clear what the real cost of the weekend switch will be in the long run.
That's the BBC's Jennifer Pack.